Amen. Well, praise God. Pour it in, Lord. Let me pour it out. You know, Charlie was talking out of Genesis this morning. And I just want to read a little thing here. God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repented me that I had made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. When Adam sinned, an interesting thing took place. When he ate of the tree of knowledge, the law of thermodynamics was brought into play. It was brought into being. The law of thermodynamics is what causes us to die. Because under the law of thermodynamics, all things start out perfect and proceed to imperfection. It is simple to see this in operation. Take a car battery, hook a light up to it. Leave the lights on in your car. You come out later on, that battery's dead. That's the law of thermodynamics in action. But there is a way to overcome that. When you put power back into that battery, it becomes alive again and can be used again. All right, now I'm going to go over and read you a verse out of Matthew. And it may seem totally irrelevant to what I just spoke of, but we'll see if I can pull it together. If I can, I know the Lord can. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened to 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were wise, 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy ye for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Verily, I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Now there'd be some people that say that those verses deal with the church being the bride of Christ. Well, I got news for you, it has nothing to do with the church being the bride of Christ. It has to do with it. He's using in parable form a ritual that was done in the East, in Asia, that was sometimes done in the Middle East, where the bride would pick her 10 virgin friends that would serve her on her wedding night. And the bridegroom did not know who they were. He had no idea who they were. So it was the bride that brought the virgins with her, and they were received. But when these others showed up, notice she didn't answer the door. He did. He didn't know them. Now, what's this got to do over there? It has to do, believe it or not, with the law of thermodynamics. Because without replenishing the oil in that lamp, the flame went out. What happened on that earth was that the law of thermodynamics went into play, and the people did nothing to counteract it. Their oil ran out. Only one had oil in his life. Only one had the Spirit of God in his life. Oil here represents the Spirit of God. And if you do not feed that lamp, which is your soul and your spirit, with that oil, you too will go out and become as they were before the flood. You'll become selfish, self-minded, lazy, self-willed, prideful, rebellious, thinking only of yourself and not of others. It is the love of God that attracts the Holy Spirit. The love of God is what brings the Holy Spirit and moves the Holy Spirit. You want the Holy Spirit to live in you and in living your life. You want the Holy Spirit to move through you. Only through the love of God will the Holy Spirit move through you. Only by emptying yourself of your pride and your own will and your own thoughts of pleasing yourself can you bring the Holy Spirit to move through you. I said one time years and years ago, take a glass and fill it with paper towels. See how much water you can put in that glass. Oh, it's true. You can put enough water and it'll flow over. And some might say, oh, well, the glass is full of water. But I say, no, it's not. Reach down and take that paper towel out. See how much more water you can put in it. I'm that glass, and I don't have as many paper towels in me as I used to. I'm still pulling them out. But by pulling them out, I leave room for more of the love and the Spirit of God. It's not something that is done naturally. The law of thermodynamics is at work with us every day, every minute, every hour. And unless we do something to prevent our oil leaving us, fading out, our batteries going dry, if you will, then one day there'll be no spark. There'll be no flame. And there may not be time to get it started again. When he's talking here in this parable, and he says, you don't know what day or hour the Lord cometh. That means a lot more than the day of the Lord when he comes and blows the trumpet, we all go to meet him. Every single one of us, we have that day and the hour will come to us. Not one of us will escape that. Not one of us can avoid it. Every single one of us will meet the Lord. And the day and the hour it happens, we do not know. It could happen in our sleep. It could happen in our walking around. We don't know. I remember something my mother told me years and years ago about a man in Maryland who hated God. And he thought he was greater than God. And one day, she heard this man during a rainstorm and lightning and thunder shake his fist and said, "God, you can't do any better than that. You can't hit me with that lightning." Out of nowhere came a honeybee, flew into his ear and stung him. And the man died. If you know anything about honeybees, you know they do not fly in a storm. But this one honeybee was flying in that storm on a mission to find that man and execute God's judgment. Never, ever think you are greater than God. God is greater than all of us. And because of his love, we live. Because of his grace, we can grow. And because of his mercy, we're forgiven. If we will but receive. I think it was Bob who was talking earlier in James. Let any man who lacks wisdom ask of God, who give liberally a bread and not to all men, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Think not that that man will receive anything from the Lord. The receive is something you do. The giving is what God does. God gives it. You have to receive it. God can stand there with his hand out. He can stand right there with his hand out. But you have to reach up and take it. He's not going to force it on you. He's not going to make you take it. You have to receive it. And if you're double-minded, you won't. But if you're single-minded, humble yourself. Depend totally on him. You will receive it. And you will be blessed. Amen. Amen.